never met anybody like you. Sunrise all the time. When I touch you, it's like I'm waking up in a euphoria. My insecurities are things I never was. I was a sad, sad song before we met. But boy, your love's such a trip. It's like a psychedelic switch. It's like my whole life now is making sense. I'm on the wildest trip in this. It's like a psychedelic switch. Insecurities can't stand the way you look at me. You loving me, it's hard to resist. It's like a psychedelic switch.
It's like a psychedelic switch. Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever your time zone is, because we have listeners from all over the world. This is Kim, and you're listening to Post Adolescence Glow on WFO Medford Toast Free From Radio, 91.5 FM. And today we have some very special guests, Molasses Disaster. Everyone say hello. We are so excited to have this amazing group here with us today, and it's going to be a really fun 2 hours, so we're just going. Let's just give them a little taste before we talk too much about what you guys are all about. So first on the set list, I have Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and yeah, go ahead, and then we'll introduce you guys after the first song. Great start. That was so good, you guys. Okay, let's introduce ourselves / each other and instruments.
Okay, I'm the only one with a mic right now.
So maybe you introduce everyone.
Okay, I'm Ashton and I am singing. We have Noah on the keys.
Hey.
Noah says hey. Sarah is on the guitar. Also says hey. Daniela is on the drums. Hey as well. And also we have Carter on the bass. Hi, Carter.
Hi.
And we also have Andrew with us today on the sax.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Woo! That's awesome.
That's so much fun. Well, yeah, that was great. I'm ready to hear more. I have Sophia next, originally by Claro, and now by Molasses Disaster. Go ahead. You guys did it so much justice. Okay. Next, I have Big Brown Dog on the docket.
Okay, this is a song called A Big Brown Dog Named Bagel that Sarah sent me this summer, and then we both agreed that we loved and that we wanted to play at some point, so we're really excited to be able to play it. The artist does have one good song, and this is it. So, shout out to Nep. Thank you for this one.
Kinda wanted to bite, 'cause she's taller than me, so she's got some height on. She doesn't know what I like. Conversations are mostly touching thighs and sighs and quiet highs. Nobody knows what she tastes like, but I. She told me that she likes me on the 7th floor in the library last night. Gonna start my life on the 7th floor in the library last night. I grabbed her hand and we danced. The sugar pushing the fiction aisle. She made me shout and yell it out, cause she loves it, oh she loves how it sounds. I'm gonna treat you like a princess, I wanna taste you like Impromptu, baby. I'm gonna marry you one of these days, oh just you wait, oh just you wait. Certain days she gets quiet, just reads with her head in my lap and some green in her eyes. We never get into fights. She loves when I'm loud, yeah, she definitely loves. Here's what I like, what about the way she's touching me feels right. I like the way she bites, the way she talks, the way she looks when I smile, the way she talks to me at night when we lay down and feeling real quiet. We mess around and get real quiet. I'm gonna treat you like a princess, I wanna taste you like Impromptu, baby. I'm gonna marry you one of these days, oh just you. Gonna marry way too quickly. I'm in love with your name. I'll buy you a big old house on a big old hill, and I'll grow old with my baby till she's dead. I'm in love with your name. I feel like we're gonna marry way too quickly. I'm in love with your name. I'll buy you a big brown dog, name him after a food, and he'll grow old with us, baby, till we're dead. I'm in love with your name.
Woo! I love that song. That was really good. That was perfect for your voice as well.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, next we have Waste. If you want to talk about the song at all before and go into it.
So this song is Waste by Brockhampton. funny story. So I had a temporarily like life-ruining Brockhampton phase for 2 years, from maybe like 2018 to 2020. So there's like 15 members in Brockhampton. If you showed me a picture, I could probably still name all of them, which is really unfortunate. I could just start listing them. Or we could play Waste. also, we're going to have Andrew play the sax with us now on Waste.
Yeah,
so.
Sax solo!
We ready? Okay.
Was I more than it's worth or will? You see my name and I'll fade. Picture my camp in your mind, sat by the fire behind your eyes, and I'll look through them just once or twice, but I might see something I don't hide. Like your hands in his shirt, entwined in cotton, his loving smirk.
energy.
Woo! Yeah. That was awesome. That was like way better than the original song.
Take that, Brockhampton.
Ooh.
Take that, okay. All 15 members of Brockhampton.
Yeah, you only have like, what, 5 or 6 people, and you did it way better than all of them, so says a lot. Okay, now we're going to do a little like PSA break vibe, and then we are going to have a different vibe, I guess. I won't ruin the surprise, but something is changing, and you'll just have to see. So Alec, if you want to switch and do a PSA, and then we can have a little chat after.
Yeah, I'll just do the PSA real quick. Okay, ladder safety, guys. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. It helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Alec. Okay, we're still setting up a little bit, but while things are changing, I have everyone muted but vocals, so that is the mic. So you guys can kind of like all move around if you want to talk in it. But the first question I have is, what is the story? What was the molasses disaster, and why is that your name?
So for all our Boston heads out there, the molasses disaster refers to the titular disaster that occurred in what, 1919, in which molasses,
like a
water tower full of molasses flooded the city. Several horses died.
100 people and 20 horses.
100 people. I'm sorry, I mentioned the horses first. 100 people. And 20 horses died, and it was a tragic moment, but also it was a moment of rebirth and renaissance for this great city we call Beantown. And so with that in mind, we thought it perfectly represented our band's name. And so when we had our first rehearsal, Ashton went, guys, what about molasses disaster? And then it was almost like a wave of beautiful energy swept through us.
Like
the proverbial molasses, even. So that's like the quick story, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. So who exactly was the person to have this amazing idea?
It was my idea. And the thing is that I had a notes app of a running list of funny band names. And it was the first one. And I thought of it my freshman year because I learned about the molasses disaster. And I was like, molasses disaster would kind of be like a sick band name. And so it had been in the notes app. And then when I was asked to join a band and we were trying to decide what the name was, I was like, guys, I have a list. And I sent the list. And then they were like, wait, molasses disaster is kind of good. The other things on the list were not good. So
do you have any examples of the other things on the list?
Yeah, the second one I remember is Nal Genius. but that one wasn't a huge hit.
Trout fishing.
Oh, and trout fishing in America. But that's our trivia team name. When we go to trivia on Tuesdays, it's trout fishing in America. Shout out Quizmaster Jeremy from PJ Ryan's in Teal Square. We love you.
So I have a question from an anonymous questioner.
Okay.
What was your trivia name last week or this week?
I was at trivia with some friends, and my friend Phoebe, hello Phoebe, I know that you're listening because you texted me, was wearing a Les Miserables sweatshirt, and so our team name was Les Miserables Lesbians. And then Jeremy had to say it out loud every single time he read the scores, and he butchered it every time, and we could tell he felt really bad about it.
Sarah has something to say.
Are we shouting out Jeremy? Again. If he's listening. I don't know what his day job is. Yeah, I hope he's listening, though.
Okay. I have some other, like, maybe more basic questions. Well, actually, no. First, this is a question that you totally didn't ask me to ask you. Do you guys have a muse? Or who is your muse?
Yeah, get on here. You know.
I don't think we planted this question, but if I had to pick, you know, our Twitter has emphasized who our inspirations are. One of them is the feeling of nostalgia you get when you enter Bed Bath & Beyond, and the other is MGMT. So, like, I think those are our two biggest ones, but I like to, like, did you guys mean something specific with Muse, or...?
Someone over in the corner that actually plays bass and his name starts with a C mentioned something about a muse last night.
We have a muse.
Or the other night.
I was just trying to put Noah on the spot. That was all.
Well, I think you did it.
Yeah, consider me spotted. In Pine Grove. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Pine Grove Shuffle, though, when you guys maybe play Pine Grove later.
Mm-hmm. It's the radio. It's a radio show, so you can't see.
Yeah,
like...
you guys can't see it, but I swear they're gonna do it. Like, I'll post a video on the Instagram, maybe. Okay, I have some other questions. Do you guys have any originals? Are you thinking about making any originals? Are you avoiding that idea? What's the deal?
We have so many originals. we just have stacks upon stacks of original songs waiting to be played. Yeah, we actually wrote a whole symphony. Yeah, and also a Molasses Disaster jukebox musical with our original songs.
You'll see it in our demo tapes. Like, if you
yeah,
know,
it'll be on the
sure.
cassette.
Yeah.
So, no. So, actually, I'd go with no, that we have no originals.
Okay.
And we have tossed around the idea of being a fully Pine Grove cover band, though, to bring it back to Pine Grove for a second.
I mean, I wouldn't complain. I would not complain.
Maybe one day.
Yeah. Yeah, once you guys get bored and exhaust all the other options.
That's when we run out of songs.
Exactly.
When the musical finishes its run, yeah.
You guys could make like a Pine Grove musical.
Okay.
Of the Molasses Disaster.
Ooh, telling the story
like
of the
Hamilton
Molasses
vibes,
Disaster.
Like Hamilton vibes, kind of,
yeah.
But like it's all Pine Grove. Maybe you could make them like rapping though
or
something.
We should do that. We need to do that. We can, Noah can white boy rap. There we go. Great
yeah.
idea. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
that's our
welcome.
Next move. Everyone stay tuned.
Okay. And then at practice, who's the first one there? Who's the last one there? And who doesn't show up?
Daniela is the first one there because she has the access to get us the practice rooms and also because she's very punctual. Noah stays late to practice piano more. Who do we think is last there? Oh, Sarah's last because she forgot something at home and had to go back, always. Or she dropped her keys along the walk. That happened today.
Okay, makes sense. Is there anything else you want to mention? Any shout-outs to the moms, the dads, the sisters, anything else? The brothers, the uncles?
Yeah, to my dad, if you're listening, Joe Stampleman, happy birthday!
Woo!
Yeah.
You guys have to play Happy Birthday at the end.
Maybe we'll sing to him later. Okay. Anyway, happy birthday, Dad.
Also, shout out to my parents. This is Noah talking. I'll see you guys soon. They're on their way to the Great Medford area. So, joy.
Woo.
Also, we have, if you like what you hear, we have a gig next Wednesday night with the Cheese Ball. Or no, the Cheese Club for their jam, cheese and jam night. And do we know where it is yet? In the alumni lounge, maybe. But we'll be there. We'll be playing some songs, some things. We'll be do what?
Nice.
Oh, and follow us on the gram.
Yes.
And Twitter.
That's what I was going to bring up. Your Twitter page. what's the deal? Who came up with that?
Back on, King.
That Twitter account is my creative outlet, I think. I don't know. It's just kind of like whatever compels me in the moment is what compels my tweets. I should say our tweets, but it tends to be me mostly. But
mastermind.
Please follow us on Twitter at molassdisass. There wasn't enough. You can't fill out molassdisass from the at. It's too long. But please follow molassdisass. It's a good time. It's a happy family there. Okay.
Yes. And follow the Instagram. We have them tagged on the post Adolescence Glow Instagram. So if you're following that, which you should be, then you can follow them. Yeah, you guys played cheese ball last year, right? Was that your first like performance together?
We played the Earth Day Fest Academic Quad, and then cheese ball also. Is that all we did? And we did, we played a show for T86 also, which was super fun.
So you guys are like the token band for the Cheese Club, basically.
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Okay. I guess that makes sense, like cheese and molasses kind of maybe can have a correlation.
If you
really think about it.
Molasses is like a jam in a way, I'd say.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
People have been saying.
Yeah, the people have said. Okay. Well, let's get back into the music because that's what we're here for. Next, I have Runner by Mr. Alex G.
Mr. G.
And we have a little guitar surprise, so that's fun. You'll just have to listen for it and then see if you can pick it out. So, yeah, go ahead when you're ready.
For what I say, but judge me for what I do. When I think of people I look up to, my running by man. I laugh when you say the wrong thing. Now they're not to everybody else but me. They hit you with the rolls of a magazine.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. That was amazing.
Thanks.
Next, we have Vienna.
Can we turn Sarah up a little bit?
Yes.
Thank you. In the mix? I think in the mix. Needs
in
more
the mix
Sarah.
As well.
Yeah. Next song. I'm not singing. Are we supposed to be talking?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay. Next song, I'm not singing. If it sounds different, it's because it's Carter. Here's Carter.
Hi, this song I'm singing, I'm going to fix my headphones so I can hear Noah. One second.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I don't often sing, but when I do, I sing Vienna. So we're going to do this. Yeah, really excited to have the opportunity. Thanks, Ashton.
So much fun. Good job, Carter.
Thank you.
Everyone is so multifaceted. Okay, are we switching guitars back?
Yeah.
Okay, someone go in there and help her. Someone go in and help her. Okay, while we're doing some switcheroos, do you want to say anything about how you guys picked set list for today?
Harder?
Sorry, my bass chord doesn't reach very far. It should be longer. Really what we wanted to do today is to take everyone on this like beautiful, wonderful, magical journey through Noah's mind. When the question about the muse was asked earlier, yes, it's Pine Grove, yes, it's MGMT, but it's also Noah. And so, you know, from Alex G to in Runner to the Pine Grove you may or may not hear later, it was really just like kind of understanding what goes on in that beautiful head of his. And yeah, we also wanted to pick songs that were fun and light, and I'm run out of things to talk about, and I was kind of bull crapping, and now I've run out of things to say.
Okay. Personal question. You guys are supposed to play at Fall Fest tomorrow. Now you're not. Were some of these songs the Fall Fest songs?
Yes, but not all of them. Not all of them. Yeah, don't talk about Fall Fest. This is a sore subject.
Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry I even brought it up.
It didn't even rain. What? No.
It was actually bright and sunny all day. I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. It was beautiful, so I don't know what you guys are talking about. Thanks, Tusk. You guys really did it that time. Okay, I think it looks like we're still working on it. If I'm not mistaken. What else should we talk about? I don't know. How did you guys meet each other? Like, that's a good question I didn't bring up.
Sarah, get over here.
Okay, I can take this one. Noah and I met because we were in the same two group. So he's my day one. And then Carter and I actually met in a stand-up comedy club freshman year. I still have him in my phone as Carter Wagner, S-U-C-C. Suck. But, yeah. And then the rest of everyone, Danielle and I met because we were in a band together, Honeymoon, my freshman year. RIP Honeymoon. Shout out everyone if you're listening. And then Ash and I, how did we? Oh, we met in art history freshman year. Oh, yeah. And then we went to Tower together. And we've all been besties ever since.
And then we met Andrew.
Yeah, and
Andrew's from Chicago.
Andrew hasn't said anything yet.
I don't know if you can. Here, come
well,
over.
Oh, yeah, your
come
mic's on.
Get over here, Andrew.
You can talk into the sax mic.
I can?
Now you can.
Now I have said something. Yeah, I think the first time I rehearsed with these guys was a week ago to the day. We go way back. But it's been a lot of fun watching this set list come together and also getting to know everyone in the band more. Seriously, like, just the highlight of my last week. Really happy to be here today. It makes me feel good to play some music with some wonderful people. That's it.
That's so sweet. Okay. Next song we have is Liz, I'm guessing by Remy Wolf. And I'm excited for this. I saw her in concert this summer, and she was amazing, and it was so, so good. So I'm really excited to see what you guys do with this. So go ahead.
She's a sexy little mama, just like her daddy taught her. She don't seem the same since she working on the corner. Hope she don't fade away, hope she finds another lover. And it was Liz, she told me how to live. It was Liz, she taught me how to give. It was Liz, she taught me how to live. It was Liz, oh, Liz. Hey, hey, baby. She goes home alone, too much time alone on her phone. When nobody calls, nobody calls. She gets lonely, and she wants to hold me, oh, but I don't hold things, no.
Guitar solo, Sarah. Killed it. That was great. Next, I see Partridge. Oh, it's. Are we trying to communicate? Yeah, you're good. Okay, Partridge. I don't know what the song is, so tell me. Tell me a little bit.
So we love Claro. This is another Claro song from the Live at Electric Lady recording. Yeah. You want to say anything about Claro? Sling is the best album of all time.
I love Claro. This Electric Lady EP came out like over the summer. Ash and I do this thing where we send each other songs we want to play, and I think we both send Partridge. And so this is really a dream come true. This song is so good.
Claro, if you're listening to this, we love you.
We love you, Claro. Yeah.
We need to be able to hear you. No, it's not. You don't need to turn. It's like they need to turn us up. It's fine.
Okay. Are you guys good? You can just tell. You can just say what you need. It's okay. Technical difficulties. Everyone.